I guess we have a special guest joining us right now, you guys. This is huge. This is Saroy winning in the booking department. I will definitely be asked why this was not held for bad radio. Let's join via satellite somewhere in the Adirondack Mountains. It's Bigfoot.
Hey, boys, do you have me? Do you read me?
Yeah. Bigfoot, we got you. So,
hey, Morning Shake Joint. Hey, I'm a big P1. This is awesome. So where are the Courage Boys this morning?
They're on a vacation. Junior went to France. You probably, I don't know if you travel internationally or not, but...
you know, I got some family in France, actually.
Yeah? Yeah,
it's been a bit, but, you know, I need to go see them.
Yeah, it is.
Maybe cash in some of them frequent flyer miles.
Well, they're gone, so you're stuck with us. We're going to be here.
That's okay. At least I didn't have to talk to Fernando this morning. I'll catch y'all on Sunday sometimes when I'm finishing up a round.
A round of what? You golf?
Yeah. Hell yeah. I got a handshake agreement with some of the local greenskeepers. As long as I finish all 18 before sunup, we're all good. I can play a nocturnal round because of my Sasquatch eyeballs.
Yeah.
I can see in the dark, which is one of the few perks.
One of the few perks. That's interesting. I don't know. I feel like you're probably your range with the club is going to be a little awkward. I don't see you having a real sweet swing, but yeah,
no,
okay.
But I'm long off the tee.
Yeah. Yeah.
By the way, what's the deal with these norm spots that sound like they were recorded in the bathroom on the Sports Day Talk app? You guys have a production director? What the hell?
Well, I mean, you know, it's tough. It's new technology out there, Mr. Foot. But we're happy you're a P1. We understand you encountered the prison escapees up in your neck of the woods. David Sweat and Dick Matt.
Oh, yeah, old Sweaty and Dick, sure. Hung out with those boys for a few weeks up here in the wilderness. That is until they ran into Johnny Law, but good dudes.
You guys play any golf?
No golf. You know, I basically had to get them set up because, as you know, they were on the lam.
Yeah, and they were, you know, convicted murderers. So how exactly did you come across them?
Well, a few weeks back, it was a morning just like many mornings out here in the wild.
You can tell time? Is that also something I should understand here, is that you have a sense of a few weeks back?
Hell, I got an iPhone watch, Jake.
Yeah.
I'm up on it. Come on.
Okay.
We got Amazon out here.
Okay.
So the sun was coming up over the hills. You know, maybe I hit snooze a few times. I finished listening to Muse in the News.
Yeah.
Roll out of bed, and you got to make it down to the outhouse. Had to finish up my business. Head back, get some coffee, start the work day.
The work day. You're employed?
Sure. Bigfoot. Who the hell's going to pay for my Obamacare? I farmed some fields, past the meadows days. Near my cave.
Yeah.
Got a contract for corn and tomatoes with Chipotle. They want to be all organic and whatnot. Makes them look good buying from the local Yeti.
Yeah. Does it? I don't know. But how did you? You're not answering my question. How did you come in contact with these prisoners?
Oh, right. Sorry about that. Well, that morning, after unleashing an incredible amount of backside hail into the outhouse number two pit,
God,
and of course finishing off the New York Times crossword.
You can read?
Oh, come on, man. I can use a satellite to talk to you right now. I can read.
That's a good point.
So I got back to the cave like normal, but I knew something wasn't right. I saw the French press turned over on the floor, coffee everywhere. I go back to my master bedroom, and those jabronis are in my walk-in closet, trying on my clothes, looking for something to wear other than those orange jumpsuits. Like, any of my stuff is going to fit. I'm 9'4 with an 11-foot wingspan.
Yeah, jabronis.
Gotta go big and tall.
So then what?
Well, you know, Jake, I'm not a violent guy. I don't own a gun with the strict gun laws up here in New York State. But I used my size and my hideous disposition, and they were pretty well spooked, but being a reasonable, progressive squash monster, I told them, go sit in the kitchen, take a seat, put on a fresh pot, and luckily, I had some leftover crumb cake from book club earlier that week, because, you know, I could tell they were in need of sustenance.
That's a book club, huh?
Yeah, the signal on the dish, real spotty up here in the Adirondacks, Jake. Service call, next to impossible. Anyway, I listened to their story, and honestly, pretty impressed with the bros. Ween was so impressive that he made that route smuggle tools from outside via ground beef. He had a rope, even gave me a run for my money. He was like the white Hakeem Olajuwon. and being a good Christian wood beast that I am, I got them set up.
Set up like in the woods?
Yeah, there was a cave for rent two down from me. They decided to shack up together, which was kind of weird, very Bert and Ernie vibe. But hey, I'm not to judge. I'm down with the SCOTUS ruling from last week, you know?
So gay lovers on the lam.
I mean, they never really shoved it in my face, if you will, but do you remember that story from a week or so ago, how they found their DNA all over a ransacked cabin and the bloody sock they found? You remember that?
Yeah.
Well, let's just say prophylactics are tough to come by in the wilderness, so one has to compromise when in the wild.
My God.
But anyway, they seemed to get settled in. We'd hang out some after work, maybe raid a cabin or two for fun, try to find some canned goods, maybe something a little different for dinner after hunting and gathering. But last Thursday was old Maddie's birthday, so we broke into one cabin, found a whole mess of liquor. We even found some of that good Macallan single malt scotch.
Oh, yes, yes. They spend more on their cask than any other scotch distillery. It's the best.
Hell yeah, they even got their own forest in Spain.
Yeah, that's
right. Imagine that, dude.
Yeah, that's pretty nice.
Well, that party spilled over into Friday. Me and old Sweaty were just passed the hell out. Maddie was nowhere to be found when we all came to. Apparently, he took the 20-gauge from that cabin and was just out of his mind drunk, taking shots at trailers right off Route 30.
Ah, so that's how the customs agents knew you were there.
Yeah, damn right. Helicopter swooped in, as did tons of armed officers. Maddie was still just out of it, waving the rifle, and, you know, in the story, they say he didn't say nothing before they opened fire, but in fact, he was screaming, "Dez caught the ball! It was clearly a catch! How was that not a football move?"
Cowboy fan.
Yeah, and then they blew him damn the hell away. It was terrible. Moment of silence for old Richard Matt.
Paul in, what?
Okay.
Oh, Job, come on, man.
So you saw all of this?
Yeah, sure did. Me and old Sweaty were holed up behind a boulder at the top of the ridge. I got the hell out of there. Sweaty was going to head north and try to reach Canada, and I see he was shot yesterday and caught about a mile and a half away. Just didn't make it, man.
So, how do you feel this is going, Bigfoot?
Oh, good, man. I love being on with you guys. In fact, I'm going to email Soroy after this to see if he can email it to me.
Yeah, get you the link.
Yeah, sure. Maybe put it up on the unticket.
Well, at least you came out of this thing unharmed.
Yeah, well, you know, that's true. Now I can go back to avoiding Donnie Nelson's phone calls. He was calling me in the second round the other night, but, you know, I didn't pick up my phone. You ever talk to that guy?
Yeah.
He says, you know, like every other damn word.
Yeah.
Can't tell what the hell that guy's saying, but I see he took my third cousin, Satnam Singh, at 52.
You're related.
All happy we finally got somebody with a chance to play in the association.
You're related third cousin to Satnam Singh, huh?
Sure, I told you I got family in France. Also got some distant relatives out in India, but anyway, fellas, I got to run. I know you got to hit a ticker or Pat's going to have it.
Yeah.
Say hard, boys.
All right, that's Bigfoot on the satellite. E for effort.